Tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is today again to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust this will be a good day with you. I trust God's blessings will be upon your life, that something wonderful will happen to you in the spiritual realm of your life today. Here at Worth Baptist Church, wonderful things are happening every Lord's Day. We are now officially in our fabulous Fall of 75 program. Today, September 21st, marks the beginning of our spiritual journey from Egypt to Canaan. During this time, not only are we going to be built up in the faith, but we're going to reach many people for Christ during the days of this fall season. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place to worship God, a place where you can be a part of a spiritual family, we invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. Our Sunday school lessons will correspond with our theme during these next 7 weeks. Egypt to Canaan, the spiritual journey of the Christian. We would admonish you to make up your mind now to be faithful to Christ and to learn His Word and to be in Sunday school every Sunday during this fall enlargement program. Commit yourself to Christ and do it now as you plan to put God and Christ and the Bible and the church first in your life. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. These services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs, and we believe you'll enjoy the informal approach to worship at Worth Baptist Church. Be our guest today. Why not invite someone to come with you? Would it be a wonderful thing for a visitor to bring a visitor to Worth Baptist Church today? We welcome you. We love you. We want you. We want to guide you spiritually. We want to provide in this community, the church where God is winning souls and people are coming to know Christ and a spiritual revival is prevailing. All during the days of the summer that's just passed, we felt the power of God and experienced a spiritual renewal. And we believe the flames of those fires of this sensational summer will continue to burn during the days of the fall. So we invite you to share these things with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. God has been good to us, and we're looking forward to enlargement. We're looking forward to the beginning of our new building in the very near future. And God has many wonderful things in store for us, and we want you to share them with us. We're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We trust that you'll come and bring the family today. Make worship a family affair in your home. I believe God wants it that way. We have an approach to reach the whole family. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Now, beloved, we believe the best thing for your family is to bring them in the ways of the Lord, the ways of worship, of the Bible, to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, we think that you ought to provide the very best for your family in every area of your family's life. We believe your children should have the best education. And we believe the greatest point of education is teaching them the Word of God. So don't neglect the most important element in your life and the most important element of your family's life. Bring them to church. Teach them the Word of God. And let's make family worship the thing here at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come today and share with us in these wonderful services that we believe the Lord is going to give us. In the meantime, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like to receive the messages on cassette tape that are delivered on Worth Baptist Hour, or the messages that are delivered in the pulpit of Worth Baptist Church, we invite you to write and inquire as to how you may receive them. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Window of Your Heart. I shall read from 1 Samuel chapter 16 at verse 7. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for the privilege of worship. We thank Thee that Thou hast ordained a day in every week that we might come aside to seek Thee and Thy will and Thy way for our lives, for our homes, for our businesses, for our families. And I pray today that many people would turn to Christ in a day that's dark politically and economically and socially and educationally. We pray that men might see the bright light of Christ shining in their hearts. And may they know today that Thou art able to do far above anything that we could ask or think. We pray today for those who are sick and shut in, for those who are elderly, for those who can't get out and come to church. I pray today that Thou wouldst suit a special blessing to their hearts, and may this broadcast be something challenging to them and bless and warm their hearts with the gospel truth. Bless those, dear Lord, who are very discouraged today and those who've had tragedy in their lives and who need a boost, who need a helping hand, who need an encouraging word today. May they hear it right here on this broadcast is our prayer. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving, amen. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, at verse 7, we have these words. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. But the Lord looketh on the heart. The window of your heart. Remember, Jesus said to the Pharisees on one occasion, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. My friend, I want to say to you in the early moments of this message, God knows your heart right now. God knows what you're thinking about. God knows the motive. God knows the sin, the selfishness, the lust, the greed, the bitterness, all of those things that are in your heart today. Nobody else can see them. But remember, God does not see as man sees, because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. The most celebrated organ in the human body is the heart. Men can live without feet, without hands, without eyes, without ears, without a nose, but nobody can live without a heart. Now the heart is just a very small muscle in your body. In fact, it's about the size of your fist, and it weighs only about a half a pound. But what a machine is your heart. It is wonderfully made. Your heart will beat about 70 times a minute. That means it beats 4,200 times an hour, 100,000 times a day, 2,500,000,000 times in a normal lifespan. While beating, your heart pumps 5 quarts of blood through your body every 60 seconds over a network of 100,000 miles. Your heart will do enough work in 12 hours to lift 65 tons 1 foot off the ground. But don't worry, my friend, because your heart rests 1/16th of a second between every beat, which means that it gets about 15 minutes rest in every 24-hour period. God has wonderfully created you. God has wonderfully made your life and your heart, and God knows the thoughts and intents of your heart right now. There has been more research about the heart than any other subject. More songs, more poems, more books, more articles have been written about the heart than any other organ of the body. There's been more fussing and fighting and killing over the heart, too. Medical authorities tell us that from 91 to 97% of all human diseases are related to the heart. Heart disease kills twice the number of people as cancer. By the way, did you know that one out of every four people who hear this broadcast will die of heart disease? Now, what I've said up to this point relates to the physical organ called the heart. But far more important is the spiritual nature of your heart. Because not 91 or 95 or 97%, but 100% of all spiritual disorders stem from the heart. The Bible has a great deal to say about the heart. In Genesis 6:5, we read that God saw that the wickedness of man was continuous in the earth, and that the imagination of his heart was evil only continually. My text again says, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Jeremiah 9:17 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? In Matthew 12:35, we read, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil. In Mark 7:21, Jesus says, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, lasciviousness, deceit, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. In Proverbs 23:7, the wise Solomon said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, my friend, whatever is in your heart will come out in your words. It'll come out in your conduct. It will show itself in your behavior. For whatever is in your heart is what you are. In Hebrews 4:12, Paul wrote, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows your heart. The window of your heart reveals what you are deep down inside. I want to talk to you briefly about three things that God sees when He looks into your heart. First of all, as God looks into the window of your heart, He sees whether you are saved or whether you're simply religious. Now, there are a lot of people who are religious who are unsaved. Religion comes in all sizes, all forms, all shapes, colors, and degrees. Like someone put it, it's kind of like the Heinz products. There are at least 57 varieties. There's war religion. You remember that at the height of World War II, church attendance increased. It spiraled. But after the war was over, church attendance began to decrease. Do you have war religion? Then there's emergency religion. Something happens in your home. Something happens in your neighborhood. Something happens on the job, and immediately you think about God, and immediately you go to church. Emergency religion. Is that your kind? Is that your brand? Then there's deathbed religion. I've always said it's amazing how religious people can get on the way to surgery or on the way to the graveyard. Is yours a deathbed religion? Then there's peg leg religion. Like a peg leg, you strap it on. It has no warmth, no feeling. It never becomes a part of you. Many people have that kind of religion today. Is that the kind you have? Then there's the devil's favorite, And it's been called Brill Cream religion because, quote, a little dab will do you. I say that's the devil's favorite kind because with this kind of religion, the devil vaccinates you with just enough religion to make you immune to a good case of genuine salvation. What we need in this hour, my friend, is heart religion. We need old-time, heartfelt, no-so salvation. Something happening about 6 inches below your collarbone that will affect you all over. Like one person put it, it's better felt than telt. My friend, the kind of religion you need is the kind of life that Jesus Christ gives. Real salvation. And it takes more than a head knowledge of Christ to be saved. It takes more than just an external whitewashing. My friend, it takes an internal washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, salvation is an inside job. Salvation is a heart matter. Paul said, with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Jesus described the people of his day like this. Jesus said, as he looked around at that multitude of Pharisees, "This people draw nigh unto me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Where is your heart today? Have you just a lip religion? Can you talk a good case of religion? Or is your heart really in it? Do you know Christ in your heart? Do you have forgiveness of sin in your heart? Has God done something for your heart? My friend, if your brand of religion hasn't done anything to your heart, I would recommend you change brands today. Because after all, what I'm talking to you about is something you can know about in your heart. The window of your heart is open. And when God looks through the window of your heart, there's a second thing that God sees. And that is this. He sees the kind of life that you're living. If your heart is unclean, your hands will be unclean. If your heart is crooked, your life will be crooked. If your heart is wrong, your behavior will be wrong. Sin always originates in the heart. Before a man lies with his lips, he lies in his heart. Before a man steals with his hands, he steals in his heart. Before a man kills with a gun, he kills in his heart. Before a man cheats on paper, he cheats in his heart. No wonder Jesus said, if a man look upon a woman and lust after her in his heart, he's already committed adultery. No wonder the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Small wonder that the psalmist prayed out, create in me a clean heart, O God. There's a country and western song that has a title like this, my heart has a mind of its own. And my friend, that is true. Your heart does have a mind of its own. And you know what? Your heart, because it is deceitful, will play tricks on you. Your heart will make you think you are right and everybody else is wrong. Your heart will lead you to commit sin and make you believe it's okay. Your heart will tempt you to neglect your Christian duties and make you think that your preacher is a bit overbearing these days. Your heart will cause you to flirt with the world and make you think it's all right because everybody's doing it. Your heart will whisper a lie in your ear and make you believe it's true. Your heart will offer a substitute for salvation and make you believe it's the real thing. There's a verse of Scripture that should be read by every Christian in Psalm 44:21. Where it is stated that the secrets of your heart are known to God. Paul said in Acts 8:21, thy heart is not right with God. Let me ask you a question, my friend. Wait just a moment. Don't leave yet. Is your heart right with God? Do you have Jesus Christ in your heart? Is there bitterness towards some other person in your heart? If so, your heart can't be right with God. If you have a critical spirit, an unforgiving spirit, if you are not sharing Christ, if you are not giving to God's cause, if you are not doing what God wants you to do in the ministry of the church today, I ask you, can your heart be right with God? No, absolutely, positively no, emphatically no. Your heart cannot be right with God unless your life is pleasing to Him. What kind of heart do you have? What's going on in your heart? What are you doing in your heart? What are you thinking in your heart? The window of your heart is open to God today. This preacher can't see it. Your wife can't see it. Your husband can't see it. Your children can't see it. Your neighbors can't see it. But remember, the window of your heart is open to God, and God sees into your heart right now. There's a third thing that He sees. He sees where you're going to spend eternity. Let me ask you a question. Just before you turn the radio off, just before you go out the door, let me ask you this heart-to-heart question, from my heart to your heart. Where will you spend eternity? The Bible speaks of two places. One is heaven and the other is hell. Which one you go to depends on your heart. If your heart is right, if Christ is in your heart, you'll go to heaven. If Christ is not in your heart, it doesn't matter if your name is on the church roll. It doesn't matter that you've been baptized. It doesn't matter that you've been sprinkled. It doesn't matter that you've been confirmed. It doesn't matter that you've learned the catechisms. If Jesus Christ is not in your heart, you'll spend eternity in a lake of fire that burns and burns and burns forever and ever. Let me ask you again, where are you going to spend eternity? Do you have heart trouble today? Are there things in your heart that ought not to be? Is Jesus Christ in your heart? Do you have the assurance of salvation in your heart? Have you given your heart to Christ? Has Jesus Christ cleansed your heart? What are you thinking about right now in your heart? Remember this, the Word of God is reading your heart right now. The window of your heart is wide open, and God sees everything that's going on inside. What about your heart? Is it right with God? I have this footnote, and I shall be through. There's great news for you today. There's a cure for your heart trouble. It's found in Jesus Christ, and it is written in John 14, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That is God's prescription for your troubled heart today. Remember, the window of your heart is always open to God. As we leave the broadcast, I want to remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And so until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.